Now it's time for Going to Kansas City, a new segment on Central Standard that shares the unique stories of how people found their way here. Today we hear from Natalie Skadra, an instructional designer who now lives in Fairway, Kansas. She was born in Taiwan and grew up in upstate New York. She came to Kansas City from Durham, North Carolina, a city she absolutely adored but had to leave when her husband took a job here. KCUR's Susan Wilson talks to Skadra about how she took the move.
I don't think it really hit me until the day we left Durham, and I cried like tears that I don't normally cry. It was very difficult, painful move, not only because we were leaving a place that we had fell in love with, but I really didn't want to come to Kansas City. And I had said, you know, take the job. This is a great opportunity, but you've got 5 years to get us out of Kansas City.
You gave hubby a time limit.
I did. And I think we actually didn't think we would even make it 5 years here. And now it's been over seven.
So you pull up to Kansas City, and what were some of your first reactions? I know you had been here before, but the first time you encountered it as the place you were going to be.
It was surreal. I mean, to this day, I remember we got out of the car and walked the dogs up and down the street, and it just hitting me like, I can't believe we're living here, and we've moved to Kansas City of all places, places that I swore for years I'd never move to.
When did things start to really shift, where you stopped absolutely hating it and at least first had the inclination that, maybe this is not so bad?
When people would ask, how do you like Kansas City, I would say I like it. You know, it's nice, and we have a network of friends, and I would sort of leave it at that. And always with the caveat that, well, we won't be here much longer. The biggest turning point was about a year and a half ago when we had sort of crossed over the five-year mark, and we realized we hadn't left, and we started thinking about committing to living in Kansas City and not always wait for when are we going to leave Kansas City. We just one night had a conversation and said, okay, we're ready to commit. And part of that commitment was to our house also, saying, okay, we are embracing living in Kansas City. We love being in Kansas City. We love our friends. And as a result, we're going to, you know, expand our house and really kind of dig in for the long haul.
Anything now that you still feel like you're missing being in Kansas City?
Yes.
What are you missing, Natalie?
I miss water. Big bodies of water that aren't too far.
Well, there's always Longview Lake.
which we enjoy in the summer. We have taken to renting pontoons on some of the Park District lakes, and that has helped a lot. But I always say that if there were a large body of water in the Kansas City area, the city, so many more people would be here.
So now when you describe Kansas City to people who haven't been here, how do you describe it?
It has the best of the big city. So there's dining and entertainment areas and culture without the congestion and the expense. And it's how I sell Kansas City. But I take every opportunity, which surprises me, especially if I think back to myself 7 years ago. But I've taken every opportunity to sort of share Kansas City whenever it's listed as, you know, an up-and-coming foodie town or one of the best places to visit with families or whatever it is. So I have really become kind of a fan of Kansas City, I guess.
So Natalie came kicking and screaming to Kansas City.
Literally,
and now she's a big supporter.
I am. Yeah. I feel like this is home, and I've embraced Kansas City being my home.
Going to Kansas City.
Natalie Skadra speaking with KCUR's Susan Wilson. Going to Kansas City is a new monthly series inspired by all the Tell KCUR responses we received a few weeks ago. If you'd like to share a story of your own, write us at goingtokc@kcur.org.